going to dig even deeper into this sermon series about relationships and talk to you about starting today to resist temptations in your marriage. You know, all of us, if we're truly honest with ourselves, all of us have aspects of our life, maybe behaviors, attitudes, temptations that all of us can struggle with. No marriage is perfect. Maybe for you, that struggle that you're having right now is maybe you're hanging around the wrong people, and those wrong people are causing you to compromise in your marriage or in your relationships. They're leading you down a wrong path. Maybe for some of you, that struggle that you might be having may be an attitude issue. Someone can tell you 10 things nice and one thing bad. You'll focus on the one thing bad. You're always a Debbie Downer. Your spouse is always saying, stop always looking at the negative. Maybe your issue might be that you just simply are always thinking, I wish I would have married that person before I was married to you. The grass was greener back then. It would have been a lot better back in those days. And maybe sometimes, if we're honest, maybe those issues are even greater. And maybe those issues are behavioral. Maybe for some of you today, or maybe some of you that are watching us online, maybe you might be struggling with an addiction. Maybe it could be an addiction to watching things on the internet or on television that are unwholesome for your soul. Maybe it might be listening to the radio, to songs that are not feeding you and helping you grow to the next level in your walk of faith. Maybe that addiction could be to alcohol or to drugs. All of us face struggles and temptations in our marriage. And you have to recognize this important thing, that whatever is impacting you in your walk of faith is going to impact your spouse and their walk of faith. Whatever you're opening the door to in your own life, that temptation, that struggle, guess what? You're inviting it into your marriage. But many times we can have an idea that we downplay these temptations or these struggles. This is the things that I've heard in my own office. Father, that temptation that I'm struggling with, I know it's a problem, but I got it under control. Another one I heard recently was, Father, that attitude that I keep struggling with, I know it's an issue, but you know what? My spouse just has to accept me just the way I am. Or better yet, the one that I heard about a month or two ago was, Father, this addiction that I'm dealing with, I know it's a problem, but no one knows about it. I'm doing it in secret. And I'm listening to this, and I just want you to know this important principle, is that if you want to have a God-first marriage, if you right now, today, want to take your marriage and your relationships to a whole new level, then let me give you a little word of encouragement today. You can't have a healthy marriage if you're not willing to confront the sins that are trying to conquer your marriage. If you're not willing to confront the temptation, the struggle, the attitude, the behavior that you're struggling with, you are struggling with right now, today, then let me tell you, it will, over time, conquer your marriage. You cannot conquer what you and me are not willing to confront. Let's open up our Bibles, as we do every single week, get into the Word of God and what St. Paul speaks about in the book of Galatians. We're going to be giving a sermon series on this book in the next couple of months. Great book, and St. Paul is speaking to the people of Galatia, and the people of a city in Asia Minor, in where present-day Turkey is. And I encourage you to, as we do this every week in your worship guide or the notes from this morning sermon, add to it, write to it. If there's things that you think that you can help you in your own walk of faith, there's pencils in your pews, simply write them down. I promise you, as you write these things down, taking your notes, it'll help you also in your walk of faith. But we're looking at chapter 5, verses 24, page 256. And let's just read this together. Chapter 5, verse 24, page 256. Here it goes. St. Paul says, and those who belong now to Christ Jesus have put to death their human nature with all its passions and desires. That's a powerful statement. St. Paul, just so that we can give you the content and the verse and reading it to you, but also the context, St. Paul talking to the people of Galatia, it's significant because he's talking to early not Jewish Christians. He's talking to Gentile Christians. These are people who were not part of the Jewish faith, and he's saying what it would take, what it means to become a Christian. Because some of the Jews early on were saying that you had to follow the Old Testament, the Torah, the Old Testament idea, the Mosaic law of what it meant to be a Christian. And he's saying, no, if you want to be a Christian, you've got to be baptized, yes, but you've got to accept that Christ is God. And in doing that, he's saying that when you accept him, you're saying that your old self, the way you used to be before you came to know Christ in your life, you've got to nail those temptations, nail those struggles, nail that attitude that you might be struggling with. He's saying you got to nail it to the cross. You've got to leave it at the cross. Think about the life of Jesus. He never just said, I'm going to conquer death. I'm the conqueror. Don't you worry about it. I'm just going to do it. He had to show it. And how did he conquer death? He confronted the cross. He said, cross, you've been a sign of death for all these years. How am I going to conquer you? I'm going to confront you. And I'm going to confront you and get on you to conquer you so that I can raise everyone else from the dead. You've got to look at the things that you're struggling with. Open that door in your mind that you don't want to open. That thing that you might be doing in secret, that thing that you're thinking is not really a big deal, let me tell you something. Open the door, let it come out, open it, expose it, and then nail it to the cross. I like the way someone put it this way. They said, the devil doesn't come to us with nice little pointy ears and a very long tail. The devil comes to us in our desires. What are you desiring now? What is your struggle that you're feeling right at this very moment? What are the things that are keeping you and your marriage from going to another level? Let me give you some ways to help you out, to be very practical for you. Here they go. Open up your worship guide. We're just going to kind of work them together. And the first one is, let God's standard be your standard. It's so easy to compromise in your marriage, to think that's not a big deal. I don't need to really worry about this. But I want to encourage you that when you begin to compromise, you allow the enemy to have a foothold in your marriage and in your relationships. You can't allow him, the Bible says, don't even allow him to dip his toe into your marriage because he'll destroy it. You've got to listen to what it says in Psalms 119, verses 9. How do you young people, and really all of us, keep our lives pure? By obeying your commands. One other translation says, by listening to the word of God. What does God tell us about temptations? He says that when you see a temptation coming, don't dismiss it and think, well, everyone else is doing it, let me just stick with it. He says, no, run from that temptation. If your issue is an attitude or you're dealing with impatience or hanging around the wrong people, God says, don't sit there in that. You got to run from that. But let me give you a personal story. Several years ago, Roxanne and I were at a Broadway play that was here in Jacksonville at the Times Union Center. We were going with a group of our friends, and we hadn't seen them in a while, and so we were at the play, and as we were in the play, we didn't know really about the play itself. We just were going there to spend some time with our friends, and no more than about 5 minutes into the play, the words that were being used in this play were awful. The clothes that the actors were wearing were clothes that I would think no one should be wearing that kind of clothes. And about 10 minutes into the play, Roxy and I just stood up and we walked out. Our friends were still there and we didn't want to make a scene. We just kind of walked out when it kind of got really dark. And we waited there in the lobby of the Times Union Center. And right at intermission, our friends came out and they were like, Nick and Roxanne, why'd you guys leave? And we're saying, you know what, we just really didn't want to hear any more of that negative language, all those curse words, all those unwholesome things. And they're like, Nick, come on, you're being old-fashioned. If you get behind and get past all those negative words and get past the clothes that was really kind of scantily dressed people, it was actually a great plot. And my comment to them and something that I would want to share with you is, I'm comfortable being old-fashioned, following God's ways, as opposed to being new-fashioned and following the world's ways. I'm comfortable saying, Nick, you're old school, because I don't want anything that I'm seeing or Roxanne is seeing or hearing to contaminate our soul. I'm not even going to allow the devil to dip his toe into my marriage. So yes, I might walk out and you might stay in, but I'm too important, my marriage is too important, and my soul is too important to spend it trying to find one morsel of goodness in a sea of trash. Second, make sure that your thought life, your healthy thinking. On television every single day, 90% of all acts of intimacy and love are outside the confines of marriage. Let me be straight up as the pastor of this church. Intimacy outside of marriage is not something that's part of our faith. Not because we want to be a thou shalt not faith, but we want you to have a marriage that is a thou shalt can be marriage. And you've got to be very careful in a world that's telling you that 9 out of 10 things that you see on television, it's okay to be intimate with. My encouragement for you would be, that's the world's standards. Let God be the standard. Let God show us what He desires. Parents, every single hour, there are 42 acts of violence on cartoon shows. That's amazing. If you don't think that that's seeping on the inside of you, don't underestimate the power of influence. Don't give the enemy a foothold. 3, and I'm going to get a little bit more personal in this, so you all kind of just bear with me. For those of you that are dealing with addictions and things that you're having to do in secret, those that are watching us online or in our community, whatever you have to do in secret is unhealthy. If you can't lay it out all in the open with your spouse, let me tell you something, the devil's in your home. How do I want you to address that? I want you to write down for you that if that secret was to be exposed, how would it impact your wife or your husband? What if you had to go tell your husband, this is what I've been doing. This is who I've been talking to on the phone or hanging out with at work. How would I tell my children if that secret was exposed? What would they think? And then think about all the people who have never wished you well in your life. How would they feel seeing and hearing about that secret? You see, I told you. He ain't all that. Don't let the devil get into your home. And finally, watch out for the people that are in your life. So many marriages and relationships are hanging around friends that ain't doing you any service. They're allowing you to compromise in your marriage. I love this in the Orthodox marriage service that we have kumbari. We have people that stand next to us and hold up the stefana and put the rings on you. Why? Because we are saying that the new family, the new godparents at a wedding service are there to inspire us. They're there to help our marriage go to the next level. The Bible says that our friends should be like iron. Iron, the only way to sharpen it is by another piece of iron. You got to find friends that are sharpening your marriage. If they're not, say this respectfully, there are other friends out there that will sharpen your marriage. I'll leave you with this. On March 27th, 2015, astronaut Scott Kelly went up into space to the International Space Station. He went there to see how the body reacts to being long-term in space, how the physical body will react. And He was there for 342 days. He's the longest tenured American to ever spend time up in space. This past week, he returned home. And when he returned home, they took this astronaut, Scott Kelly, and they put him next to his twin brother, who last year, on March 26, 2015, was the exact same height as his brother. The twins were the exact same height. When Scott Kelly came here this week, it was amazing. His height was 2 inches taller than his brother. They actually show signs of him actually being younger than his brother after simply being in space for 344 days. I encourage you to research this. And what they found is that the weight of gravity, the weight of the world on us, actually shrinks the spine. It shrinks the vertebrae in our backs, causing us to get shorter and shorter. While you're in space, there's no gravity impacting you. You're allowed to fully extend to your true height. Some of y'all might want to go up to space real soon, but the point I'm trying to make to you is sometimes the weight of our sin or our temptation or our attitude or behavior is weighing our marriage down. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, it says a powerful statement. Let go of all of the sin of weight, the weight of our sin that is weighing us down so that we're able to run our race towards Christ. Ask yourself, what is the temptation that I'm constantly struggling with today? What is my spouse always arguing or telling me that I'm always doing in the marriage? What are the things that I know I'm doing in secret that are totally unhealthy? Take them out. Open it, expose it, and then nail it to the cross. Let God's standard be your standard. It's okay to be old-fashioned following God's ways as opposed to new-fashioned following the world's ways. Look at what you're thinking and what you're seeing. Make sure that you have the right friends around you and look at the consequences of doing things in secret. Because friends, God desires more than anything else for you to have a healthy marriage. He wants you, as the marriage service says, to shine like a star in the sky. So take off that weight. Take off that sin and soar to what God wants you to be. Because you're never going to be able to confront the struggles of your life if you're not willing to conquer the sins that are keeping your marriage from being what God desires for it to be. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.